I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. More than 1,000 or 100 are said to be dead in the Philippines, with dozens others missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The UN Security Council unanimously agrees to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Should the North Korean regime conduct another nuclear or ballistic missile test, this resolution commits the Security Council to take even further action. It sends the unambiguous message to Pyongyang that further defiance will invite further punishment and isolation.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. A truck driver in the U.S. state of California has been arrested and now charged with attempting to provide support to terrorists by plotting to attack people at a crowded pier in San Francisco around Christmas. Everett Jamison is 26 years old and a former member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Gordon Jamison is his father.
It's really unbelievable. It's just hard to fathom right now. I really don't know what to say, how to feel, really. It's just shocking. You know, that's my son.
Searching the arrested man's home, investigators found a will that said, "Long live the Islamic State." At least 32 people have been killed when a bus fell into a river Saturday in western India. That bus, which was carrying passengers in the Indian state of Rajasthan, was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed through the bridge railing, falling into the river below, according to survivors. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies from the river. This is VOA News. The U.S. is providing Ukraine with lethal weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. Earlier this month, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Russia that the standoff over Ukraine was the single most important obstacle to warmer ties between the two countries. Independence leaders in Catalonia have renewed their calls for the region to break away from Spain following Thursday's regional election result, which gave pro-secessionist parties a slim majority. The election was called after Madrid sacked the Catalan government, headed by Carles Puigdemont, following a disputed referendum in October. Henry Ridgewell reports from Barcelona.
The former Catalan regional president, now in exile in Belgium, called for talks with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy outside Spain.
Well, Catalonia want to be an independent state. This is the wish of the Catalan people.
Puigdemont would face arrest if he tried to return to Spain. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said the election result does not affect the charges.
I hope there is a government that abandons unilateral decision-making and does not place itself above the law.
Rajoy said his first contact would be with the leader of the pro-unity Citizens Party, which won the most votes, though short of the number needed to form a government. But the most likely outcome remains a coalition of the three pro-independence parties. Many voters voiced doubt that Catalonia and Spain could reach any compromise. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Barcelona, Spain.
French President Emmanuel Macron arrived Friday in the capital of Niger on a trip designed to bolster the morale of the French troops in the country who are fighting extremists. The French president was welcomed to the capital city by his Niger counterpart, Mamadou Soufou. The two leaders are meeting this Saturday to talk about African forces taking a more prominent role in the fight against jihadists. The former colonial power has thousands of its military service members in Niger. Niger houses France's largest overseas military operations. Christians are preparing to celebrate Christmas, but in many countries, security has been heightened for all events, especially in Muslim-majority nations in the Middle East and Asia. Fears of violence around the Christmas holiday are also prevalent in Europe and the United States. In Germany, the police used an explosives robot Friday night to investigate a suspicious package at a Christmas market. And the country suffered an attack on a Berlin Christmas market last year that actually left 12 people dead. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA.